Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. A new wave of alarming text messages is making the rounds across Michigan, and it's got drivers on edge. The messages claim to be from the Michigan Secretary of State warning recipients of an unresolved traffic violation tied to their account. It escalates quickly, calling itself a final notice and threatening serious consequences if payment isn't made by a specific deadline. According to the text, failure to pay could trigger a cascade of penalties. Your vehicle registration revoked, your driver's license suspended for at least 30 days, and your alleged debt handed over to collections, with fees climbing as high as 35%. It even warns of legal action and damage to your credit. The urgency peaks with a call to action. Pay immediately through a provided link. But here's the catch. Officials are warning residents to slow down before clicking. Messages like these are increasingly used in phishing scams designed to create panic and push quick payments. The combination of legal language, tight deadlines, and official-sounding threats is no accident. It's crafted to pressure you into acting fast. Experts say, if you receive a message like this, don't click the link. Instead, go directly to the official state websites or contact the Secretary of State through verified channels. Bottom line, when a message demands immediate action and threatens severe penalties, it's worth asking, is this informant or enforcement or exploitation? And a troubled pattern is unfolding in mid-Michigan, where yet another body has been discovered outside a local business, marking the third such case in just over a week. This latest incident happened Monday evening in Saginaw Township, where a customer made a grim discovery in a parking lot of a Walgreens at State and Center. Inside a parked vehicle, authorities found a 50-year-old man from Gaylord deceased. Investigators say surveillance footage shows the car had been sitting there since Friday night with no sign the man ever went inside the store. Despite the unsettling circumstances, police report no visible injuries and at this point, do not suspect foul play. An autopsy is underway to determine the exact cause of death. The discovery comes on the heels of two similar incidences nearby just days earlier. An elderly man was found dead in his car outside a Meijer on Tittabawassee Road, and shortly after that, skeletal remains were uncovered behind the same store. Authorities say none of these cases appear to be connected or criminal, but the string of discoveries is raising concern across the community. When we come back after this Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
If you're looking to protect your car, home, or business, call me, Amanda Langmaid, here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. Whether you're on the road, relaxing at home, or running your business, we have the coverage you need. Plus, with plans that include Aflac, Medicare, comprehensive auto and commercial insurance, we can create a custom solution for every aspect of your life. I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me at 989-704-3409 and get the protection you need where it matters the most. Again, that's 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And a quiet loss is being felt today in mid-Michigan, where a four-legged officer leaves behind a powerful legacy. In Roscommon County, the Richfield Township Department of Public Safety is mourning the passing of K-9 Officer Bo. After an eight-year career on the force, Bo died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. But to call Bo just a police dog doesn't quite capture his impact. For nearly a decade, Bo was a constant presence in Richfield Township and beyond, assisting officers, protecting residents, and becoming a familiar and reassuring figure in the community. Whether on duty or out in public, He represented loyalty, service, and an unspoken bond between law enforcement and the people they serve. Today, fellow officers remember not just a partner in the field, but a trusted teammate and friend. Canine Officer Bo's watch may be over, but his legacy of service will not be forgotten. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.